This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everyone.
Bahumia.
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard One Shorefoot.
Emily Axford.
Moonshine Sabin. Popping into Shadowfell on her way to hell.
Oh, no.
You're going to have to talk to us about that.
Hey, yeah.
You're going to have to talk to us about
weird.
That.
We don't like this.
We'll talk to your friends.
We've got a text thread for this, Emily.
Hashtag, where is Papa?
I'm giving him space.
Oh, and, of course, Caldwell Tanner.
Beverly Togol, the fifth. Turtle teen. Let's go.
Okay.
Turtle teen.
It's like Ovaltine, but it's made of turtles.
No!
Whoa.
Sweet, guys. Let's do a little recap. So last week, Hard One continued searching the ruins of Irondeep, taking wrestling lessons from Jaina along the way. Moonshine had a heart-to-heart with Pawpaw to get her affairs in order, prompting him to run away and start hanging out with Egwene. Moonshine then visited Pendergreens in the newly dubbed One Hells, who revealed that he was struggling with the influence of the crown. In an emotionally brutal scene, Moonshine told him to just hang on a little longer and that someday she would be back to take it from him. You all went to an improv show. Right after, with old Cobb.
So fresh.
You then spent some time with Martha Togold before Bev attempted to commune with Beverly Sr. Unfortunately, Bev found a magical block preventing him from communing with his dad. Hard One found the same when he tried to commune with his mother. Concerned, the band of boobs plane shifted to Shadowfell and found Lydia's throne room ransacked. You ran into a little gremlin who told you that the wraith on the pale horse had been there and banished many of the residents in search of Lydia, who then chased her off to Deep Hollow, the dark reflection of Irondeep. Moonshine cast Windwalk, and you all began traveling west to Deep Hollow, eventually finding the entrance. To your surprise, you saw the ghost of Gunther entering. You followed him in and encountered the personification of death, the wraith on the pale horse. It informed you that you were marked for death and that you had broken its laws by resurrecting your friends. It then revealed that Gunther was not reincarnated the other night, but rather possessed by Death, who went on to kill Red and threatened to kill others in Gladeholm. And that's where we are now.
I suppose I was foolish to think we could reincarnate someone during times like these. You gotta try, though.
So you guys really still see this projection. All of these ghosts have come together. You see the image of Gunther standing over Red, the wraith-like apparition of Death. Embodies him, holding a scythe, and then you see another wraith holding a scythe emerges from the dead body of Red and joins the one of Gunther.
Right.
The two avatars of death begin floating out the window of Red's room into the city of Gladeholm. You guys see the wraith materializes out of this pool of other ghosts, stands before you, cloak flapping in the cold wind that's blowing in from the outside. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
Ooh. Fuck.
Hey, Murph, quick question.
Yes.
What color is pale?
It is like ashen.
Oh, dang.
10.
30, 20.
8.
Okay, Moonshine, you are first.
Yes, bitch, this works out perfectly. All right.
So you see, yeah, there's this projection pool in the air that is showing you Gladeholm, that's showing you these two avatars of death starting to go through the city. And then you've got this one before you that is the Wraith on the horse. The other ones are not on the horse. So this is death proper. The other ones are just avatars.
Okay, then in a 60-foot radius around him, I'm going to cast my first 8th level spell, Sunburst. Brilliant sunlight flashes in a 60-foot radius centered on a point you choose within range. Each creature in that light must make a constitution saving throw. On a failed save, a creature takes 12d6 radiant damage and is blinded for 1 minute.
Take that,
and
undead, fuck.
Undead and oozes have disadvantage on this saving throw.
Ooh. Is he an ooze?
He's not an ooze.
Yes, he is.
I don't know what's in that armor.
He's an undead ooze.
He's looking pretty oozy.
He fails. He's going to burn a legendary resistance.
Well, he'll still take half damage.
Great. Moonshine shoots this beam of light at him immediately.
40 radiant damage, and then I'm going to do another 24 acid damage because I'm in fungal form and my spores just upgraded.
Nice.
Yeah, so I basically like make a huge light, and then once it dies down, then I run up and spores him.
Hell yeah. And then that is its lair action. On its lair action, you see the avatars of death in Gladeholm. There are just 2 of them right now, but they are out on the streets, and they are just looking for random people to add to their numbers.
I know your friends are strong. I wouldn't want to go after them unless I had all the help I could get.
I respect you asking for help. That's very big of you.
You see,
shows growth.
Both of them succeed on perception checks to find like just low-level guards that are out around the city, and you see them just silently cut down. You see those guards drop, and now there are 4 avatars of death
that start floating. Bad.
Moonshine.
Yeah, I don't really see this working out. That was also like, I don't have much else to add to this fight. I've drained all my top level
Can
spells.
Can you use the thinking cap to contact the fungal network and alert Cobb and Papa Luke?
Yeah, I can try that. Okay. I mean, can I do it as bonus action?
It is not your turn. That is Death's turn. Death is super mad at Hard One for coming back to life so many times.
Sorry to disappoint
you. Don't you just want to stay dead?
Not quite.
Flies forward at you, spectral horse going through the air.
My horse also really has a problem with you.
Hey, the horse stuff really
it's
isn't my fault.
It's usually me.
I'm a victim of happenstance.
These horses that we ride were all killed by you.
No, I love I love ponies. I really do.
Why did you specify ponies?
I'm an animal lover.
Takes a scythe attack against you. Hard One. Does a 21 hit you?
It does if I didn't cast shield.
Nice. You cast shield. You block it. Spectral hooves come at you for the second attack.
Pretty pony.
That is a 23 to hit. That's not going to hit with shield. Dwarf Daddy's get in the way.
We're the only ghosts that hang out with this guy. All right.
Then he is going to point at Moonshine and go,
"You break the laws of death no more."
Go ahead and give me.
I just think this is bullshit. I'm the one protecting the laws of death here.
You spit in the face of the laws of death.
Well, yeah, I did spit in your face.
You spit on
I spit
me.
In your face, but
stop
not the laws of death.
Moonshine, don't worry about this guy. He's clearly never read a book.
Yeah.
Go ahead and
this
give me.
This guy's a fucking ooze.
A constitution saving throw, Moonshine.
Okay. 16.
16 fails. Moonshine, you see your fungal form begins to rot as you are corrupted. Moonshine, you take 17 damage. A corrupted creature's flesh twists in alien ways. The creature has disadvantage on attack rolls. Okay. Its speed is halved, and if it tries to cast a spell, it needs to succeed on a DC 15 intelligence check, or the spell fails and is wasted. You can repeat the saving throw at the end of your turns.
Okay.
That is Hard One's turn.
Okay. You pasty little piece of shit.
I'm gonna make it easier if I look like your dead dad.
That turns into Elias Stormborn.
Watch this.
Oh, his dad was not nearly that oozy.
Yeah. And you know what? I do have sort of a bone to pick with my dad, so this does help. I'm gonna use a luck point to reroll this 1.
Yikes.
Okay, so my 3 attacks are a 25, a 26, and a 22 to hit.
You hit on all three.
Tight.
Dad, why did you do this?
Just beating the shit out of him with your hammer.
58 damage.
Yikes.
And I really am pissed at my dad right now because I'm worried about my mom, so I'm going to use my action surge and swing at him three more times.
Nice.
Oh, my good Lord. That is a 20 to hit. I'm going to save my other two luck points.
Okay.
So I'm just going to hit once.
Mm. A 20 does not hit.
Oh, fuck me.
So you don't hit at all?
Yeah, it really feels bad to waste an action surge and not hit once.
Brutal.
Yeah.
I know how that feels, man. Happens to me all the time.
Wow, you guys are like the same.
At the end of Hard One's turn, it is going to burn two legendary actions. Hard One, it caresses your face with bony fingers.
Ew.
And you see
Uzi fingers.
And you see it's got no face under this cloak, but can just like take the form of other things. You see it takes the form of your human body and goes, oh. Come, brother. Come with me into the darkness.
Thanks, but I've upgraded.
Go ahead and give me a constitution saving throw.
28.
That is a pass. You take half of this. So instead of taking 61 damage on the finger of death, you take 30 damage.
Oh, all right. So it still hurts a lot.
Yes.
Finger of death. That makes me think it's one of those spells that you could die from.
Yeah.
That is Beverly's turn.
What happened to Moonshine, just for clarification? She has to make a check if she wants to cast a spell.
Yes. And she's corrupted. She is slower. She has disadvantage on her attacks.
Okay.
I'm groggy.
All right. I'm trying to
kick caffeine.
She has a migraine.
Y'all, I was drinking so much coffee in the library, and this is like my first day without it.
Oh, that'll get you. Why not just have a coffee? That's a good ask.
No, I got to bring my base level down.
I never understand why people do this. Just keep drinking coffee. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I fuck with uppers.
Yeah.
Moonshine, just crunch some beans.
I want to, but.
All right. So I am going to click my heels and speed over to Moonshine and do a cleansing touch.
Okay.
To remove the effects of the spell.
Nice.
Does it work?
Yes, it does.
Hey.
Did you bring me a coffee?
I know what I did is I like feed you some coffee beans to chew on.
Again, why not just drink the coffee?
The kid makes weird beverages.
This is great. It's like chocolate-covered espresso beans minus the chocolate. Everyone agrees that chocolate's the worst part of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me.
Moonshine, your fungal form ditches like the rotted areas and grows new healthy parts.
Ooh. I like to think that the flowers came and cleansed it.
Oh, yeah.
A couple flowers.
I like sprout some flowers and I like blow the pollen on you.
Those flowers oozed on you.
Yeah. You pop a pimple on me?
At the end of Beverly's turn, I'm going to take...
Jaja's turn?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
Hey, I'm here too.
Jaja, I need you to just barf all over that
all
thing.
All right.
Jaja's going to make his breath weapon attack.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's going to be a DC 13 con save.
Ooh. That is a fail.
Ooh. Are they going to take it? Or are they going to...
Going to take it.
Nice.
Jaja's just a little guy.
Little guy with a big heart.
True.
That's going to be 4d8. So let me roll those.
I've got a big, slow heart.
Roll high.
18 damage.
Nice.
Oh, and then I'll have him like move. I'll have him kind of like swim through the air, kind of like just out of range of whatever attack.
Okay, great. Kind of separating from you.
Yes.
So we have not used this yet. This is a homebrew thing that I came up with Caldwell. But Jaja has a reaction that he can use once a long rest.
Yeah.
That is to do shield to him and somebody that's right next to him. So if he's not next to you, he cannot shield you.
Actually, yeah. I'll have him go over by Hard One.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
He goes over to Hard One.
Keeping the shield up. This time with the turtle.
Oh, that's cute because he's a turtle and turtles have shells.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So it should be shelled instead of shield.
Yeah. It's called
Heroes
shelled.
Heroes in a half shield.
It took me and Murph like a solid day to come up with this.
Yeah.
We went to breakfast and then it just carried over to lunch.
What,
dinner?
You guys
went
dinner? To fucking
dinner. We did breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Uh-huh.
So.
How'd you like it if I took Emily out to dinner?
Death is going to take a scythe attack against Hard One.
Of course.
That is a 28 to hit, so probably not going to do any good to do shell.
Yeah, that'll get past the shell.
Sweet. Then that is 22 damage. Hard one.
Okay.
That is Balnor's turn. Balnor coming out swinging. Misses on the first attack. Shout out to the three Kree. Next attack is a, 17 to hit. That misses. Third attack hits. He's going to action surge and do three more attacks. Two hits and one crit. Balnor does a big 30 damage to death.
Take that. I'm not there yet. I'm over the hill, though. If my 40th birthday was any indication.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, yeah, when was it, Balnor?
Well, that was 10 years ago. I'm 50.
Oh, okay. Wow. Happy birthday. Your birthday.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have we been around you during your birthday at all?
I don't know when my birthday is.
Oh.
You were a card, right?
I forgot. I was a card.
It's true.
I was a card. Why don't we
let's pick a new one. How about today?
Is today your birthday?
People are dead.
No one's dying on Balnor's birthday.
Not on Balnor's card day.
That is back up to Moonshine.
Okay, I guess then I'm going to go into the telekinetic hat, or go into the thinking cap.
Okay.
And reach out to my elven kind, my elven folks. I don't know, can I?
I mean, Moonshine, go ahead and give me an insight check.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be a 16.
You think traveling across plains, particularly Shadowfell, would be difficult for you to tap into the elven fungal network.
All right.
However, it would be the easiest person for you to reach would be Pawpaw.
All right, then. I will. Oh, God damn it. Yeah, I guess I got to talk to Pawpaw.
What do you mean you got to talk to? Why is it weird? Just call him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling him.
Yeah, no problem.
He's just going through some stuff.
What is he going through?
He's good. Well, it's the end of times. He's reevaluating his entire life and facing his own mortality and the mortality of those he loves.
Well, before you said he just had to retake his bar exam. He had to, like, renew his license.
Did I say that?
That's what you said.
Pop,
is that not true?
You there?
Okay, Moonshine, go ahead and give me a, as you try to tap into the power of the crown, go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom save.
Add plus four?
Okay.
Or no, plus five now.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Then that is an 18.
18, okay. I will say that 18 is not good enough to get you to elves, but it is good enough to get you to Pawpaw. Okay. So you enter this fungal network, this kind of dark blue world where everything is just outlined, and you see an image of Gladeholm floating, and rather than when you were traveling to Asmodia and stuff and speaking to people, you saw these spectral forms of them, and it was like you were right there with them. Mm-hmm. Pawpaw feels a little bit far away. But you see a transparent spectral version of him in this outline of a room. Presumably, he's like curled up, presumably like sleeping in a room with a Gwen.
I hate to wake him, but he also makes the cutest noise when I do. Papa!
Gets up and he sounds far away.
Yeah.
It's like you're hearing his thoughts.
Yeah.
And you're able to speak to him as if you're using rapport spores, but it all sounds very far away.
Papa, hey, it's me, Moonshine. I know we ain't on good terms, but I need you to find Meemaw and Peepaw Luke and get to safety. Bad shit is afoot. It's me, Moonshine. I love you very much. I'll see you soon. Papa, I do not have... You know what? I can't be mad at you for fighting me back because you wouldn't be yourself if you didn't. So fight me all you want, but go do it.
Not a good
You terms. See scrambles into action.
Okay. And then can I take... Can I attack or is that my action, what I just did?
I'm going to say you can do either a bonus action or an action.
Mm. I'll just attack. I won't bonus action. I'll just attack. 26.
26 hits. Nice. You make contact with Pawpaw on the other plane. Rush forward with your greatsword. Rosaline bursts with flame.
Yeah, Moonshine, you did it.
18. That's all I get to do. And I think I'm going... Does it seem as though he's been using spells on us, or is it all just like magical abilities?
It's just been skills so far.
Hmm.
It's just been skills.
Seems like it.
All right, then. I'm going to spores him for 24 more.
You spores this dude. You see some of his spectral form dissipates as the acid hits him.
Some of his ooze sloughs off.
I'm not an ooze.
You're very oozy.
Very wet.
I'm not oozy.
I tell you what.
You look like a goddamn jello mold,
look,
man.
I came from the crick. I know a fucking ooze when I see an ooze.
It's okay. You know, you have some acne pus on you. I understand.
That is back to the lair action. So I'm going to say Papa and company are going to act on Moonshine's turn. So Papa is going to, Papa has gotten up and has woken up Egwene. You guys kind of don't know what's going on with them right now because you don't see them in the projection. But this is the lair action. Everybody go ahead and give me a pure luck check. In the earlier rounds, you don't have to worry about this as much, but a one or a two is very bad.
What if I just got a nat 20?
Nat 20? So this is more about not rolling poorly than it is about rolling well. Mm-hmm. Rolling a one or a two means that the specters will target people that are close to you specifically. But we'll say that with a nat 20, that it'll be easier for Pawpaw and Egwene to track the specters.
Okay.
What did everybody else get?
Well, I got a 6, but I feel like Moonshine's 20. Cancel.
Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you get, Bev?
I got a 17.
Okay. All of those are fine for the
first
round.
But you can use Moonshine's 20.
Yeah.
In the second round, only if you roll a like 1, a 2, or a 3 is it very bad. So you guys are fine. So you guys see these four specters. Once again, each one of them is going to make perception checks to try to find random people to off, and they do. You see the four cut down another four people. You see a couple out for a stroll that gets slashed down by two of them, and a couple more guards that get taken out. And you see that there are now 8 of them. They are officially a big threat to like any of your friends if they were to sneak in. They're also very quiet.
There's no way your horse is cool with this.
What do you mean?
Did you ask your horse if you could do this?
It's probably the horse's idea, right. Beverly.
Can I put out a little food for the horse?
Why don't you ask the guy who killed my horse?
I put a couple horses out of their misery. I did the right thing.
That is Death's turn. Death is going to take some attacks on Hard One.
I still got a turtle near me?
You're turded.
Jesus, that one is a 34 to hit.
Okay, turtle's not going to help.
No,
yeah, that's not going to help. So that is 22 damage with the scythe. Goes at you with the hooves. The hooves are a 22 to hit.
That doesn't hit with the shield.
Do you want to use the shield right now against hooves?
Oh, do I have to choose when I use it?
Well, the shield is gone. That only lasts for a round.
Oh, I see.
So
I
do you want
the turtle?
Jaw needs to decide to use. That's a skill Jaw has.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, I'll take the hooves.
Okay, cool.
I deserve the hooves.
Yes, that is 19 damage from the hooves.
Cool.
You choose the hooves.
And choose then the hooves. It is going to cast. Oh, actually, Hard One. As it cuts into you with the scythe, go ahead and give me a con saving throw.
Good grief! I'll use a luck point.
Great.
I rolled a 2 and a 3.
Yeah.
Not good.
24.
24 passes. Okay, you are not stunned. You are slashed. You feel the cold, icy grip of death as this spectral scythe goes through your body. You feel
that's
like
a familiar
your heart
feeling.
Stop for a moment. But you end up okay. But then he's gonna hold his hand up and do corruption on Beverly.
Ooh.
Beverly, go ahead and give me a con saving throw.
Cool. 18.
18 does not pass. Ugh. Beverly, you take 22 damage.
Okay, cool.
So your body is corrupted.
Great.
You feel your acne begins to spread.
No, it was just receding.
You gotta pop those whiteheads.
They start
such
bubbling.
Bad advice.
Yeah, you guys see just super oozy acne coming out of the side of his face.
How does it look? Do you think I could put some cream on it?
I nudged Beverly. I told you.
Uncreamable, I mean, but
can I cover it? I
absolutely
probably cover
uncreamable.
Just a little cream.
You need to cut it off.
He's oozy.
Sweet. So you take 22 damage.
22. Okay.
And
thank
now
you
have disadvantage on attack rolls, half your speed, and you need to do an intelligence check to cast a spell.
Oh Lord, let me write all this down.
That is Hard One's turn.
Calling my dwarf daddies is a full action, not a
bonus
action, right? All right, so I'm just going to keep on whacking this guy with the hammer.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think you got to do damage because me and Bev are probably just going to go back and forth healing each other.
Cool. What did you do with my mother, if I may ask?
I did nothing with her. She did it to herself.
Great, that's fucking...
Oh, is that really going to be...
Foreboding as hell. That is a dirty 20 that does not hit, right?
Dirty 20 does not hit, no.
21 and a 22.
21 and 22 both hit.
38 damage.
Nice.
Why are you specifically targeting my horse?
You keep on dodging. I'm swinging a hammer. You're guiding the horse into the hammer. You're the animal killer, not
you,
me.
You can only die once.
Yes, he keeps moving the horse's head in the way.
Knew it. The horse is innocent.
This is on the ooze.
The ooze on hooves.
At the end of your turn, is going to hold its hand up at Moonshine and go...
Oh, are we waving to each other now?
Rest now. Come to me.
She actually does more of a trance.
Go ahead and give me a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Nat one.
Yes, see, Moonshine drops. Zero hit points.
Oh, what? Death ward.
Death ward just stops her from dying.
Yes.
Or she goes up to one.
She goes up to one.
Great. You're at one HP.
Holy shit.
Oh, man, it's fun when spells work.
A key death ward, but still really bad.
Yeah. Not great.
Okay, I feel like that was a win, but I'm still upset.
I mean, if anything, it just kind of proves your point that I'm outsmarting you at every
Shut
turn,
up.
Huh?
I
thought you were death.
Shut up.
You kind of suck at killing people.
Yeah. Honestly, are you really death, or are you bringing them to one hit point?
Yeah.
Clearly the horse is in charge here.
That is Bev's turn.
Okay, I'm going to whistle for Jaja because my movement is reduced, so I'm going to use him to get me around.
Great.
I hop on my skateboard turtle, and I get over to Moonshine, and I'm going to touch hands her for 35.
Nice. You do not need to do a check to do lay hands. Yo. That's just an action.
Alrighty. And then
I... Stop finding workarounds.
We've had a lot of time to learn. We've been in the library. We've been chugging coffee. We've been crunching beans.
You ever been to a library?
Yes.
Clearly not. Dang. They wouldn't let him in a library. You get goo all over the books.
I feel like it's all I've seen for the past 3 weeks.
Oh, and after I touch hands, Moonshine, I like dangle my new amulet, which now is like a little turtle shell.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I remind her that exists and she should use it if she feels the need.
That's a bonus action?
Yeah.
Cool.
That is your turn. That is Balnor's turn. Balnor is going to take some swings. Misses on the first attack. Ooh, crits on the second attack.
Oh, boy.
And hits on the third attack.
Pop those whiteheads.
That is a... 24 damage from Balnor. You see death is starting to dissipate here. Horse is starting to look real bad.
Oh, concentrate your fire, friends.
The horse is blameless.
That is back up to Moonshine.
Okay, I'm going to pop him back up to one. I'm going to turn to Bev and just be like, damn, we have each other's backs today, huh?
We got it.
And I'm going to greater restoration him.
Oh!
So he's no longer corrupted.
Right on.
And then I'm going to go over and look for the horse's weakest leg and spit.
Oh, Jesus.
24. Oh, wait. Actually, now it's only 12 because I'm not.
Okay.
Oh, wait. If I went down to one, I would stay in fungal form, right?
What is the wording of death ward? I think you would. Yeah.
I think you just
go to one instead of going to zero. So you never drop.
Yeah. The first time the target would drop to zero hit points as a result of taking damage, the target instead drops to one hit point.
You're good.
Oh. Hell yeah. So death I'm still in fungal form. So 24
nice.
Acid. Damage to that
good death word.
Good teamwork.
Listen, you don't need to read a book.
Maybe the horsemen should have worked together. This is bad.
Yeah, I know, right?
I get the feeling no one wants to hang out with Pestilence. That guy seems like kind of a drag.
Yeah,
he tried to get me to be his guy.
He's a goober.
What's famine like? Because he's been following me. I've been leaving out food for him, but I don't think he's bit.
Oh, he's thirsty.
Oh, he's thirsty. Okay, I'll start leaving out water.
Oh, I was just making like a pun. I was being punny.
Oh, like he's like horny?
Like he's horny, but he's actually just famine.
Yeah. I'll give him a go around.
What?
What?
you would die.
I don't know.
Dry out your insides.
Stranger things have happened.
I've seen her edge a tree.
Okay.
I would recommend not having sex with any of us.
Clearly,
extremely
all right,
dangerous.
We get it. You're into famine. You...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Everyone back off famine, okay?
Who said anything about sex? She brought a tree to the edge through fucking necking.
You all have been on the edge too long, and you must come over the edge.
Moonshine can edge someone from 30 feet away.
Yeah.
In a cone.
I got a pretty good range on my edging.
Jesus. Moonshine, go ahead and give me a pure luck check to see how close Papa and Egwene are staying to Meemaw, to see if he can like get to her quick.
Seven.
Okay.
Damn, can we use that nat 20? Okay. Yeah.
He is not able to get to her on that turn, but I will say that Egwene was staying downstairs in the same place as Red and Gunther. So you see in this projection image of the eight Reapers that are all together, you suddenly see arrows start flying in and shooting at the specter, and you see Pawpaw rushes in fungal form because of you. And they start going after these
nice.
Guys.
Buff that baby from afar.
Go ahead and roll for Pawpaw against these guys.
11.
11 does not hit. You see Pawpaw lunges forward and just goes through the ghostly form of one of the wraiths and bangs his head on a nearby
too
wall.
Many cigarettes.
I
also look at Bev's amulet.
He is huffing and puffing. And then Egwene is going to go ahead and take her shots. You see she hits twice on one of the specters and it goes away. But there are still seven.
Yes. No.
That is...
Wow, she went right for the horse's neck.
The lair action. Well. That is the lair action. So Egwene is like shouting, "Everybody wake the fuck up! Death is here! Like actual fucking death! Like actual ghost death is here! Fucking killing people, everyone!"
Oh man, I've heard that voice when Erlen and I were in our room together and she was yelling outside.
"I'm coming in! I'm not gonna knock!" She's actually, you know what, Bev, I'll have you do this, just do it in front of the table. Give me a pure luck check for Egwene to see if she gets anybody's attention.
That's a 5.
That is a 5. Okay.
That means she got 5 people's attention?
Yeah.
Everything's okay.
Likely there are some people nearby who will come and help her at some point. But you see there are 7 of these Reapers left. Everybody go ahead and roll me pure luck checks to see if they go after your loved ones. Truly so fucking
brutal.
I got
a fucking 8.
11.
11.
10.
10. Okay. They are going to focus up and go after Egwene. So you see all 7 of them close in on Egwene.
Jesus.
Out of 7, she only got hit 4 times. She takes a total of 80 damage, is bad, but she's pretty tough. She can't take a lot more of those. I said, "Everybody wake the fuck up. Death is here. Death is actually here."
She's not knocking,
but no more specters. Just the 7. They are not multipling right now.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good. That's something.
That is good. That is Death's turn, though. On Death's turn.
Can we call him like Dennis or something? Death just seems really imposing.
"My name is Death."
My name is Deathness.
Deathany. Or he could be Deathany.
I like Deathany, actually.
Deathany.
I'm going to take a scythe attack against you, Hard One. That hits for 27 damage, Hard One.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me a con saving throw.
29.
Super passes. You're fine. Then is going to use a second scythe attack. That's definitely going to hit. That's a 31 to hit. That is 19 damage.
Okay.
Give me another con saving throw.
26. Ooh. 27.
27 passes. Then is going to kick you with its hooves.
Oh, come on.
Get him.
Spiteful.
Get him.
The horse obviously doesn't want to be in this war.
The horse looks more mad than Death does, honestly. Hooves do manage to kick you. That's a 30 to hit. 16 damage from the hooves.
Okay.
That is Hard One's turn.
Okay. I'm going to take my 3 swings of the hammer.
Sweet.
On either the horse or Death, whichever one is. So that's going to be a 29.
That hits.
27 and... a 17. So 2 of them are going to hit.
Geez, nice.
I'm going to crit on my turn.
I'm so sad I haven't crit. That is 45 damage.
Jeez.
And I am going to use my second wind, I think. Or actually, can I... I'm going to use... I'll look at Bev's amulet.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to take a gander at the turtle.
Yeah. Behold, the turtle.
Wow.
Pretty cool, right?
That's a hell of a shell.
It looks like you got him from like on like a cruise ship stop gift store.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
At the end of Hard One's turn, it is going to use Finger of Death again. This time it'll do it on Moonshine. Moonshine, go ahead and give me a constitution saving throw.
Is this a spell?
Yes.
Then I get advantage. It's going to be an 18.
Plus 5?
Oh, that's going to be a 23.
Sweet. You take half then. This is already halved. Okay. 36 damage.
That's fine, because I took a gander at the turtle.
Nice.
Slicing that damage.
Damn, that turtle is fucking helpful.
Wow, I can't stop looking at the turtle.
Hey, guys, stop.
That is Bev's turn.
He is bashful. All right,
come Come on, everyone. I'm just a little turtle.
Jaja, we love you. It's unconditional, baby.
I'd love for you to meet my bird.
I saw your bird, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he was going around being like, hey, where's Hardwon? You actually walked right by him, and you threw something out, and it hit him.
Impossible. Must have been another bird.
Yeah. But he actually learned how to speak. He learned how to say Hardwon. That's a thing crows can do.
That's awesome. It's crying out for me because it loves me, not because it needs me.
I think you got it on the head right there. I'm going to go ahead and attack this horseman.
Right on.
I'm going to surf over on Jaja, use Jaja's movement. But first, let me roll to see if Jaja gets his breath weapon back. He did not get it back last round. I rolled a 4. That's a 1. No breath for Jaja. He's feeling a little raspy.
Sorry.
It's okay, Jaja. Here, I give him some coffee beans to chew on.
He starts choking on them.
Oh, no.
They're fun.
Why
right?
not just it's drink like... coffee?
How Makes often do you need to feed an animal?
I'm going to get you a book on
this. Just all the time. Just a couple times a day.
Okay, Moonshine, I'm going to need you to plane ship me.
I'm going to True Strike on this. I'm going to roll again. Okay, that's a 7. I got a 7 and a 3.
Yikes.
But 7 plus 11, 18,
that's
is that
not going to do it.
All right, well, let me take my second attack then. Would just love to hit this
I'm pretty
specter.
Sure I'm going to crit on my turn.
Okay, well, I'll try my best to crit, but if you can crit afterward, that'd
if
be awesome.
If you don't, how about if you don't, I will.
Okay, that seems good. Blood packed. 18 plus 11 is what, 29?
Super hits.
Heck yeah. All right. I'm going to do a Divine Smite, third level.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet this guy is not going to like that. Although I did radiant damage on him and he seemed actually fine with it.
I hold up my fingers to a pimple and I pop some radiant pus onto my sword.
Ooze I love how grossed out I am.
Balnor
by this.
Vomits. Absolutely not.
Let's get wild. Let's get dirty. Let's get nasty, baby. It's a new Bev.
Welcome. You snooze, you ooze.
Wow. So Bev's dirty now. I'm nerdy now. What is going on?
Hardwon remains flirty.
I really had a thing with the Triss.
Hey, if you want to go, if you want to go try and bag some Trisses right before we fight Fiala.
I really hate going out with you, though. It makes me feel shitty about myself.
43 damage on that attack.
Yeah.
Nice. This dude's starting to look pretty messed up.
Jaja just used their movement, so Jaja will do a bite attack.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, get him, boss.
Get that ooze. You know what? Chomp some ooze. I think that'd be good for your throat.
Long.
All right.
Just point me in his direction.
Well, that's a 3, so that's 8. 9 is not going to hit.
Throws up some coffee beans.
That's okay. All right.
I shouldn't have done that.
No.
At the end of Bev's turn, I'm going to take a scythe attack against Hardwon. That is a 31 to hit.
Hits.
Hardwon, you take 23 damage. Go ahead and give me a con saving throw.
21. If I'm near Bev, then it's a 26.
I simply cannot hurt you guys.
I have good
you are fine.
Con.
Yeah. That
hey,
is.
Hey, you got me to 1.
That's true.
Hey, thank you so much. That is Balnor's turn. Balnor is going to take.
Balnor, fuck him up.
3 swings. Ooh, baby. He hits on all 3.
Yeah, Bal.
He does 24 damage.
Does Balnor just have that, like, buff dad look now?
Yeah, he's super buff. He's still got a gut because he's been eating all those snacks at night.
A wide chest.
Yeah, I eat at night.
Wow.
Which I really shouldn't be doing.
Wow, you can barely button your vest.
Yeah, I read an article in Muscle and Fitness about Hugh Jackman's workout, and he eats way less carbs than I do.
Your triceps are insane.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I'm big.
A lot of people forget the triceps.
Yeah, I have a gut, but I'm big. I've just been working out, and just been getting pumped. That is
lift and eat.
It's like a divorced dad talking about what he's been up to.
Yeah,
I've actually been spending a lot of time at the gym.
You look good. You look great.
Moonshine, that is back up to your turn.
Okay. I think my best chance to do damage here...
You said you were going to crit, right?
...is to just crit. So I'm going to bonus action Guardian of Nature using my thinking cap. So that's concentrating.
Great.
And then I'm going to attack. I crit!
Yeah!
Honestly, I don't know why we're surprised.
I was saying it as like a total joke. Woo! Because I have great weapon master.
Fuck.
Okay.
Wow. Moonshine just Babe Ruth over here. I love it.
Call the shot.
So remind me, because I have great weapon master, I actually get to attack again. I get to do a bonus attack.
Holy shit.
So let me just roll my damage.
My God. This dude has so many things that fuck you up if you get stunned by him, and you guys have just not gotten stunned.
Mm-mm.
I blame myself for attacking hard one, but death is your guy. Yes. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I got good con. Yeah. I was ready for him.
Turns into you real quick. I have small calves.
I do not. Moonshine, kill him.
Look how small my calves are.
End him, Moonshine.
First attack, 36.
Jeez.
Your dad did nothing but this.
My bonus attack, though, I think I'm going to miss, does a 14 hit.
No.
No, it doesn't. And then I'm going to also spores him for 24.
Ooh. Jesus. You guys have him right messed up.
Where does death go when death dies?
I just stop existing.
You turn into an ooze puddle?
I'm not an ooze.
That sounds really embarrassing
for you.
You
guys keep focusing on the ooze thing. I'm not an ooze.
Moonshine, go ahead and roll for Papa. He's going to attack one of these death dudes.
I realized last time Papa has pack tactics. I forgot to roll with advantage for him when he was with Egwene.
Right.
So I am rolling for it now. I'm assuming.
Well, now
right
he can because
other.
They're swarming around Egwene.
Papa just crit.
You love to see it.
Unreal.
Oh, Papa, you got a defender.
Thank you, Dice
We're
Christ.
We're just that linked up. Me and Papa are that linked up.
Yeah, you see, Papa has just embarrassed himself, ran into the wall, flopped over, sees seven Grim Reapers go around Egwene and start swinging into her, and Papa runs forward, jumps like through one of these things' faces, and we'll see what happens after we hear the damage.
16!
16.
And it's got to do a... DC 13 strength saving throw or be knocked prone.
Sweet.
Ooh.
Which would give Egwene probably some kind of advantage.
This thing failed its saving throw. This thing was close enough to dead that I'm going to say that Papa kills it outright.
Yeah.
Dissipates one of these specters.
I can't believe it. Papa, do you feel me? We both just crit at the same time. I got a present for you when I come back. You're gonna like it.
That is Egwene's turn. Egwene is going to take a couple of shots at these guys and yells, "Does anyone want to help at all? These guys just came out and killed some guards. They weren't even watching. I was asleep with a possum, and I'm doing all the work." She rolls a nat 1 on the first attack, but she's a halfling. She's lucky.
Lucky, lucky.
She hits, and then she hits on the second attack. Ooh, baby. 26 damage on the first attack, kills one of them.
Nice.
And then does...
Okay, so three of them are gone now, right?
25 damage on the next one and kills another one.
You okay. Yes.
Get that girl a medal.
Yes.
So there are four left, and they are going to... Oh, boy, what are they going to do? Do they take a risk fighting Egwene, or do they try to cause more trouble? I'm going to say that two of them go off to cause more trouble. One of them will take an opportunity attack. Oh, actually, Egwene's got her bow out. She doesn't get an opportunity attack.
But Papa
does. Papa
yeah.
does.
He got a 5 and a 4 again. Okay, doesn't hit.
He does not hit.
Bite those ankles.
Two of them.
Unless a 10 hits.
No. Two of them are going to fly off. Guys, go ahead and give me luck checks to see if they try to sneak in on any of your friends.
I'm going
to
crit on this one.
I got a nat 1.
It's okay. 11.
14. We have all the same friends.
You guys see in the projection, the specters, they're like teleporting. They're moving really quickly, so they're not moving with the normal speed. And you see they appear outside of Gladeholm University. And you see Lucanus inside his chambers, and he is in a trance. He is not paying attention right now. I'm going to roll a stealth check for them. And Emily, I will let you roll a perception check for Lucanus to see if he sees them. You see they start to fly in through the stone walls and appear behind him as they begin to creep on him. He is sitting there cross-legged, eyes closed, in a trance. They move behind him nearly silently. I will roll stealth checks for them first. They got a 17 mm-hmm. on their stealth.
What's he add to perception?
+2 to perception.
What? He has to get a 15 or higher?
He's an intelligence guy. He's not a perception.
18!
Oh, wow.
You see, two wraiths begin to close in on Lucanus, you see...
goes up like a monk. Like
one eye cocks open and he goes, yeah. "Intruders! Excelsior!" Holds his hand out and blasts them both with a cone of cold.
Yes, dirty daddy!
They will go ahead and make con saving throws.
Coming straight out of trance, doing a fifth level cone of cold. Well, fuck you.
Beam of blue light. You see both of them vaporized instantly.
Oh, thank God your dad's a light trancer.
It is honestly, of all the people to go after, an elf is the best person. Moonshine being connected to Pawpaw, being able to wake up Egwene is the best. If it was like, if it went after like Cran or Derlin, just catching two people in bed. That would not have been good.
Yeah.
So there are two death avatars of death left.
In bed doing something dirty.
Nice. They are going to take attacks on Egwene. Remember, Egwene is not in great condition. Mm. Okay. They do a total of 40 damage to Egwene. Egwene is extremely injured, but there are only two of them left.
It's like, Papa, search your fur for a good berry. Stuff gets lost in there all the time.
Then
feed her some coffee beans.
Then that is Death's turn.
Okay.
Moonshine, you are encouraged by having seen your father just thwart these avatars of death. Mm-hmm. You are momentarily happy. Hard one. You see death has been swinging down onto you with the scythe and goes,
"You just won't go down. So I'll have to take out the one who keeps bringing you back up."
Holds his hand up at Moonshine.
Wait a second. No, hit me.
And is going to cast Power Word Kill.
Okay, what do I do?
Are you less than 100 hit points?
Yeah.
You see ancient words come from its mouth, and Moonshine drops dead.
Moonshine?
Could Jaw Jaw block that?
Nope.
With a shield? No, okay.
Shit. All right.
Moonshine drops, instantly not breathing. Gone.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on, to be honest.
That is Hard One's turn.
Is this I do death saves?
You're dead.
Holy fuck.
Don't worry, I can...
Moonshine, you see only darkness, and you just hear a voice in the darkness go,
"Moonshine? Are you coming already?"
Oh, Bendigreens. No, I still need more time. I think at least... I don't know. A man mumbled words at me, and this is a different feeling than I've ever felt in my whole life. And I'm worried because if I'm down, that means Pawpaw comes out of fungal form.
You guys see in the projection, Pawpaw comes out of fungal form, and instantly he knows something's wrong and starts freaking out.
Weep, 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 weep.
Starts like yapping. That is Hard One's turn.
Well, now you're really fucked up. I'm gonna swing my hammer at this guy 3 times.
Sweet.
Fuck me. I did crit once.
Okay.
I'm gonna use a luck point and try to hit him again. So that is a 25 and a crit.
Nice.
Very nice.
48 damage.
Very, very hurt. But still here.
Can I bonus action just run over to Moonshine with the book and Even if it doesn't do anything, I'd at least like to kneel down there and sob quietly. And you like these, right? Read this book. Read that and wake up.
Hard one. Here's what I will allow. If you take an opportunity attack, I will let you do a roll. And if you get a nat 20, then Moonshine will pop back up to one.
Cool. Yeah, I'll take an opportunity
attack. Just crit.
All I have to do is crit.
Misses anyway. Oh. Swings the scythe at you. Hard one. Drops down next to Moonshine. Pulls out the holy book and attempts to essentially use divine intervention to revive Moonshine.
Come on.
It's a 15.
Ah.
Moonshine feels cold and dead in your arms. You see her fungal form falls apart around her like a dead flower losing its petals.
No. Hey.
It's okay. Hang in there. Keep a hold of her, hard one.
End of your turn is going to point a finger at Beverly, looks at hard one.
I will take everything from you.
Quit pointing
until you come with me.
Okay, I'll go.
Hard one, no.
Bring her back and I'll come. Bring her back.
Don't play by his rules. That's not how we win this.
There aren't rules, man. Moonshine's dead. What are we going to do?
We'll find something. I can revivify her. It's okay. Don't give up hope yet.
He casts Finger of Death on Beverly.
Fuck.
Bev, go ahead and give me a con save.
Gonna reroll that one.
Oh, fucking God. This session is ones and 20s.
Oh, it is ups and downs, my friends. That's a 5, but I add 8 to it. Is that right? Yeah, okay. 8.
That fails. Bev, this is really sick, though. You take 69 damage.
So dope.
That's Beverly, honestly super dope.
Beverly's tongue comes out, and he doesn't know why. Even with a con save of 13, I still take it?
Yeah, believe it or not.
It's wild. Okay, all right. I'm still doing up? Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
69 damage?
Yeah.
Nice.
Beverly, that is your turn.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me an insight check.
That's a nat 20.
Okay.
Quite insightful.
Great.
Uh-huh.
With a nat 20.
Yeah.
You know for sure that if you revivify Moonshine while this dude is in charge of who lives or dies, it will not work and it'll be corrupted.
Yep.
It'll be like what happened when I reincarnated
exactly.
Gunther.
So
okay.
you immediately have the thought, finish this guy,
mm-hmm.
send him into the fucking nether realm, and then bring back Moonshine.
Hard one. Hold her tight. I'm gonna finish this, and then we're gonna send him to horse hell where he belongs.
I do not get my breath weapon back for Jaw Jaw. But I'm still on top of him. I'm going to just glide in and take some swipes. I am going to try and do a blinding smite on this one with my bonus action.
Great.
Fuck, that's a 3. God damn it.
Yeah, that's a 3 Cree.
That's 14, but that still doesn't hit.
It's not going to hit. All right. On the second one, if you want Jaw Jaw to give you the help action.
Oh!
It's not a bad idea.
That's a great
idea. Instead of having him attack.
So he can... That's perfect. I'm going to do that. Thank you.
Because you can do a lot more damage with a smite. Your blinding smite stays.
Cool.
Your sword is powered up.
Great, cool. You see wildflowers blooming at the hilt as I charge it up. That's a 19.
Nice.
So that's a 30.
Jesus. All right, what you doing with it?
Blinding smite, which is a third level, and a second level divine smite. So give me a moment to do some math.
Right on. This thing's also evil, so you get an extra d6, and you get an extra d8.
My God.
50 damage.
Ooh.
Beverly, finish it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You see, like, radiant tears dripping down my face. They fall to the ground, and everywhere that a tear drops onto this forsaken soil, wildflowers grow as I stride forward. I take out each of the horse's legs first so that it falls down to my level.
God, I'm proud of my boy.
I look back, wink at Hard One, flex my butt cheeks, and then decapitate Death.
Nice. Yeah, you swing into Death as you use this holy smite, and you're calling from like Melora's power, Bahumia's power.
Mm-hmm.
Hard One, as you're watching it, you see the spectral form of Moonshine swinging with him. And swing into Death.
Fuck yeah, guys.
You see...
Felt a little English on that one.
You see Death's spectral form warps and shatters, sending a wave of energy through the cave. You see in the projection of Gladeholm, the spectral reapers that were fighting Pawpaw and Egwene disappear into puffs of smoke.
Oh, thank you.
And then finally, the collection of ghosts that came together to form this projection break apart and once again become a crowd of individual spectral entities. They begin once again floating through the cave aimlessly, giving off a blue glow that lights the cave. And you see Moonshine is on the floor here. And Moonshine, as you are in this dark place and you can hear Pendergreens, you see a small circle of light, like this red-orange light through which you're hearing Pendergreens. And then you also see the colors of nature. It looks like maybe like Melora's domain, like that sort of in-between world on the material plane. And you also see a little image of the material plane that you recognize as just being the day-to-day. And you see Papa there deep in the distance. And you see him trying to scramble towards you, but no matter how fast he runs, he can't get to you.
So is it essentially I'm like almost like hanging like a puppet in darkness, and then I see these little pins?
Yeah.
Papa,
slow down. I told you, you can't follow me.
You see, he keeps trying to go. He's in like a bubble trying to get into the darkness to get to you.
Papa, I feel like I've never invoked this privilege before, but stay.
Papa looks at you like, I've never listened to that before, and I'm not going to start to now. And you see he lunges to, like, break the little, like, bubble that he's in. Let's cut back to Deep Hollow here. So Hard One and Bev, you are around Moonshine's body right now.
Keep her neck propped up.
I scoop Moonshine up. I pick her up and I'm holding her.
That's an A-plus scoop. She'd be so proud. Go to Papa, Moonshine. Go to Papa. Just follow his voice. Follow his screechy rears.
Come on. Come on, Moony.
I warm up my hands, kind of petals blooming as I begin this revivify ritual with our last spell component.
Ooh. Okay, Moonshine, I'm going to need you to re-roll your death saving throws.
Okay.
But I will allow you to have advantage on the first one. Pawpaw is helping you. He's trying to get through to you. Hard One, what are you doing? You just holding?
I guess, yeah, I have her in my arms and I'm going to take a knee and say, not yet. Not yet, my sister.
Okay, first is a pass.
Whew.
16.
All right. Okay.
Second is a nat one.
That's two fails.
Okay, can I just pour some crick water into my hand and just give rub just a drop of it on her upper lip and give her my last luck point to re-roll a death save if
Hard One
or the Indomitable, anything?
As you're like desperately pleading with Moonshine to stay, you see she's struggling even with Beverly trying to bring her back. You guys are in the domain of death. This is the hardest resurrection you guys have ever had. Why don't we do this? Moonshine, will have you continue to roll. Hard One, will have you start making religion checks and stuff to be able to use your luck points and stuff for her if you need it.
Okay. Nat 20.
Moonshine gulps air as you're leaning over her hard one, like pleading with the gods to help you. Moonshine comes back to life.
Oh,
not today.
Thank you, you crazy fucking elf.
I think I need a coffee.
Right away.
Right.
Jaw Jaw, chew these beans up.
All right.
You can't keep doing this to us.
What happened precisely?
Beverly killed a horse.
I didn't like it, but honestly, hard one. In the moment, I kind of see what you get out of it.
Yeah.
You know what? I think Death had it out for all of us, and he took the one he knew would hurt the most.
Well, thanks for...
Hey, there can't be a fungal network without the source of the spores.
I love you, Moonshine. And not in a romantic way like it was before. I just love you.
It was never romantic. It was truly never romantic. It was
just for a bit there. It was
truly never romantic.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
I think I gotta check in with the thinking cap and make sure and try to reach Pawpaw and let him know I'm okay.
You reach Pawpaw and you see through the fungal network that Pawpaw looks to be okay, and you see that elves are starting to gather. Like, it looks like people came to help Egwene, like, heal her up and stuff.
Okay. I just want to make, I don't need to talk to Pawpaw. I just want to, like, make my presence felt so he doesn't.
He definitely
have to keep
knows
running.
That you're still alive.
Okay. Hard one. Lydia ever mention a place around here with like a bed and breakfast or anything? Because I think I need some R&R.
If this place is anything remotely like Iron Deep, I know at least some corners and caverns where we could get some grub.
Okay.
Probably some bunk beds, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys are in these, you can't tell if they're ruins or if this area is just a resting place for these strange ghosts that are floating around. But the big strange thing that you noticed when you came in here was that there is all this rubble in the center of the city, despite this city being completely intact.
Maybe it's time I told you guys about this weird dream I had.
Yeah, now seems great. Yeah. Please spill.
Yeah.
I tell them about the contents of my dream of Iron Deep turning into sort of a black void.
Real quick, I like throw up some like afterlife antimatter.
Oh.
Whoa.
Sorry, I've never died before.
Jaw, is that coffee ready?
Just...
So that's familiar to me. That's going to be the anti-death, or the death antimatter.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever you do, resist any urge to eat it again.
I'm already eating
it. I'll go ahead and try and cure wounds moonshine while she's, like, recuperating.
Oh, yeah, oh, thanks. Yeah. I should cure myself as well.
Okay. Give you...
Yeah, you guys can take. I mean, there is no danger here right now. These ghosts, like I said, like fish in a fish tank. So you guys have time to take a short rest. Easy.
Is there anything left over of death of the horseman?
No, he completely disappeared.
Okay. I'm just trying to think. We are out of components, so I'm looking. Actually, yeah, I am.
That is something that you can definitely talk to like Erdan about.
Okay, cool.
Like you guys are at the point where the things that you guys have collected on your adventures are so high level that anything that they would have had in a museum or stored in the university, except for like the thinking cap, is not going to be as strong as things that you guys have already found. However, if you just need pure spell components.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are the heroes of the realm, and you've got a full magical city. You could definitely talk to Erdan about that
tomorrow.
Okay,
cool. He just seemed overwhelmed before. I didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah,
he didn't want to run an errand for
you.
He's
been mad at you. Why was he mad at you?
No reason. I think he's just testy, you
right,
know?
It's, okay.
The growing pains of ruling, I imagine.
He kept, like, hissing at you and saw you. It was weird.
Are you sure that wasn't a skeletal cat?
Yeah. It was him and the cat. It was weird.
Both hissing.
Okay, so you guys take a little short rest, and, Hardwon tells you guys about this dream he had where as King Grimthor Meganis was falling back, he disappeared into darkness.
And then I had another dream like 3 nights later where Gemma was there. She had shaved. It was like weird, but she like introduced me to this other guy that she was with. Anyway, and then I had a dream the night after that. Unless you guys think the first dream makes sense to think about right now.
Well, we can pick them apart.
I can keep on picking all these
apart. Pick them all apart in time. Okay. For sure.
I wonder about doing locate object to try to find his hammer.
Yeah, I think it seems like...
If it's
like,
within 1,000 feet, we'll know its direction and its movement.
Yeah, why not see if they transfer
well
to this mountain? Yeah,
yeah, I'll try that.
Moonshine, go ahead and give me an arcana check.
24.
Much like when you tried to locate Lydia herself, the hammer is here in some capacity, but there's something between you and
some
it.
Some sort of force field, I think.
But it is all below. And there was this debris, and you also saw Gunther go down into it.
Hmm. Yeah, we saw Gunther just kind of stand there and get sucked down into the earth, right?
Yeah.
Well... Maybe we should all hop on Jaw's back and just kind of elevate her down?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I light up my sword to kind of give us a little glow as we go.
I tie my hair up into a quick bun.
So it is
I
like,
vomit
it is
up
like
anti-life antimatter.
I kick some dirt on top of it.
It is
so I don't eat
yeah,
it.
No, don't, yeah, no.
I pour leave the Jaw coffee into my endless beer mug and hand it to Moonshine.
Oh, I'm never trying to kick caffeine again.
So it is not a proper hole. It is like filled in. Do you guys have any ways with which to move rocks or anything that
I've
is going to take like hours or days?
I have a pickaxe.
Oh, if I zealot's trance, I can do like an insane earthquake.
Ooh.
Or use something like that. Or
sure,
like transform rock into mud. So if y'all don't mind setting up camp right now.
Beverly is like over by one boulder going, No, yeah, that sounds good. Let's do that.
I'm just going to say this because I have two options and I'm trying to decide which one is cooler. So you guys can help me decide. I have transmute rock. You choose an area of stone or mud that you can see that fits within a 40-foot cube in range and choose one of the following effects. Transmute rock to mud. So essentially we would turn it into mud and just... like ride
it down. Oh, we could scrump it down?
Yeah, scrump
it down. And scrump it down. But I also have like move earth, which is basically like choose an area of terrain and you can reshape the dirt or clay in the area in any manner.
I like the idea of a scrump.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was like leaning towards.
You guys take a little time. You guys rest. You lick your wounds. Balnor keeps looking over at you, Moonshine, and just smiling and nodding.
We were never a thing.
Good to have you around. No, I wasn't saying, just friends. Yeah. You're alive.
No, thank you. Thank you for bringing me back to life.
Me?
Yeah.
I had the least to do with it. I was freaking out. I punched a wall.
Yeah, but whoa.
I think I might have angered the gods, in fact.
No, yeah, I mean, any damage you did to that death wraith, you know, contributed to me being here.
Yeah, well, thank you. You don't need to comfort me. You just died. Don't comfort me. I'm fine.
That's actually probably a good point. Yeah, it's totally thank true. You. Yeah, I support you.
Yeah, you're throwing up anti-life matter. Whoa.
Moonshine, he also really freaked out.
It was bad. Yeah, he did push-ups and cried.
I had a temper tantrum. I freaked out.
Okay, so when I come out of my trance, I do transmute rock. So I want to find the like 40-foot cube that like around where Gunther transported there and basically turn all of that transmute rock to mud and so that we can kind of just like water park slide it down.
Sweet. Yeah, you basically make like a whirlpool of mud with an empty hole in the center.
Wait, can I say what I do?
Yeah.
And then I rip off the pants of my overalls so it looks like I'm in like a Baywatch overalls. And then I run and then I dive in.
You dive in. Bev, I'll assume, surfs in on Jaw Jaw.
I hold Jaw Jaw above my head like one of those lifesaver buoys.
Yeah.
And then I throw him down into the mud at the last moment and dive on top.
Let's go.
Starts going super slow.
I rip off the bottom parts of my pants, so I'm wearing short shorts.
And Hard One dives in.
Actually do a jackknife.
As you guys swim, sliding through this mud deeper and deeper into the mountain, Bev, your sense evil begins to ping, and you're able to kind of start to slow down and direct the other people towards where you're able to sense it. And you get the sense that there is some kind of cursed artifact in the mud here that was buried in the rocks before.
I hold up a little flower in my palm and its petals turn into a little mouth and it goes, "Whoa, that's evil."
I really wish he didn't become a flower guy.
It's that way. Thank you for your service, kind flower. Kisses me on the cheek.
So you guys...
it grow out of him?
So you guys know that there is something buried in the mud here that is cursed. What do you guys do?
I think we unearth it. I mean, I guess we gotta... I'll use my thinking cap and pick it up with telekinesis.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Moonshine, you reach out with your mind. You dig through the mud... And you pull out from...
I'm doing it, I'm wondering if any of those high elves ever used this fancy noggin hugger to, dig through mud.
You find deep in the mud a sword. The Sword of Shadows. The sword of the Dark Lord of Shadowfell, Lydia Stormborn. This great sword that crackles with black and white flame, inside which you can see the twisted faces of the souls it contains. Everybody give me perception checks.
This was my mom's.
29.
Wow.
Hell yeah. 17.
Moonshine, you see the image of Lydia Stormborn, much like she did when you guys were battling Galad, is in the sword reaching out.
Your mom's in here. Your mom's in that sword.
Okay. Hey, mom, mama.
Reaching out.
Oh, I reach to my mom.
You reach, you grab her, you pull her out, and she emerges. You guys are in this crazy hole. You see she Spider-Man really quick, puts her hands up against the mud here and hangs on and goes, "Oh my God, Elias, it's so good to see you. It's so good to see all of you."
Hi, yeah.
Moonshine, Beverly.
What happened?
We did it. We did it. Where are we? Are we still under the rocks? What did you do here?
Yeah, you're in Deep Hollow.
What did we do?
I know we're in Deep Hollow. Okay, we need to get back up there. Okay. All right, I can fly. This is fine.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, right. Okay.
You see, she grabs her sword and she starts floating back up the hole.
Cool. Can I hold on to my mom's ankle?
Yeah.
I'll just turn into an owl.
Sweet.
Fly up. A pregnant owl. So I have a nest of eggs with me.
Congratulations.
Moonshine so and a bunch of eggs fly up.
Hey, crack an egg in that coffee.
Hard one. You fly up with your mom, and Bev, you fly up on Jaw Jaw. And you see, as soon as you reach the surface again, Lydia runs over to you, Hard One, and hugs you and goes, Elias, I wanted to help you, but there are rules with Shadowfell. It's not as easy to travel out of here as it is with the Feywild. This is the land of the dead. But still, I knew that your hometown was in trouble. So rather than bringing an army to the material plane, I brought them to me. You see, she takes her sword. She plants it in the ground, and in a flash, frees hundreds of souls from the sword until this first ring of Deep Hollow is full of Iron Deep dwarves.
It's like an army of infinite holding.
Yeah, including Grimthor Maganis holding his king's hammer. They all look so frazzled and confused. And Hard One, you flash back to this dream you had where Grimthor Maganis, as he's falling, is being swallowed by shadows. And now you can actually see like a hand coming out and grabbing him and catching him. And she goes, I tried to get there during the attack, but then the city was falling. So I thought fast and I collected everyone into the sword, but then rocks were falling down and we had a bunch of debris coming with us and I was almost crushed, so I had to go into the sword too, but I figured you'd come looking eventually, and you did, and we're all here and everybody's okay.
Damn, Ma, you're too much. You're too goddamn much.
She gives you a big hug, and you see the dwarves that are all around just go, what the fuck is going on? There's ghosts everywhere! Everyone starts freaking out and screaming, and that's where we'll end our session.
My mom saved my people.
Hey, you got a sword horde.
A sword horde.
Hell yeah. My God, what a heavy fucking
yeah, goodness.
What a roller coaster.
It sucks. I've truly never rolled so many ones and 20s on an episode before, I think. I rolled multiple ones and multiple 20s.
I cannot wait to talk about this. Yep.
Oh my God.
I haven't processed everything that happened.
No, yeah, it sucks that we didn't even get to celebrate beating literal death because we were too upset about Moonshine.
Oh my God.
Wowee.
We'll get more into this next week and everything, but Bev, you do see as everybody pops out of the sword, you guys all see Gunther is there, Red is there, and Bev Sr. is also there.
Oh, wow. I want to talk to him, but cliffhanger.
Yeah, next week. For anybody who's wondering what happened to Bev Sr., he's there. Sweet. Guys, listen to our short rest, our after show over on the Patreon. Patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet.
Oh, whoa, but I want to.
But you can't. Guys, what do we got to plug, Caldwell?
Ooh, I have the last of our massive horde of gifts to shout out.
Shout them out.
I believe there are more on the way, but for now, this is our big backlog, and I'm so happy to shout you all out. Thank you all for your wonderful gifts. Andy H. sent us some arcane potions in little glass vials full of what looks like sand, but...
Is drugs.
Is actually drugs.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys didn't show me that one.
Will H. sent us custom leather beer koozies with the sigils for the Band of Boobs on them. They are incredible. I cannot wait to slurp one down on my next outdoor beer day. Which is what I call it.
Classic outdoor beer day. Wow.
I love to sit outdoors and drink
Robo
a beer.
You are Robo Balnor.
These will be perfect for my outdoor beer days.
Isn't that right, mannequin from the store?
That is my wife.
Shout out to @AuthorWillHose on Twitter for sending us those beer koozies. We got a possum mug with a Snow Patrol lyric on it. Says, if I just lay here, and it's got a dead possum on it. We don't know who sent that, though. So if you did, please get in touch and we will shout you out.
Yes.
Yelena G sent us a nice letter and a Scramble Fam cross stitch featuring Hardpaw, Pawpaw, and Mama.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's wonderful.
So good.
I think it's even got Hardpaw's vampire teeth on it. So it is canon and timeline specific.
If you can make 100, we'll sell them in the store.
We need them tomorrow. Alicia sent us Munch Pack snacks. Snacks from all over the world. We're talking snacks from Greece, Canada, Germany, and more. Ooh. Thank you so much, Alicia. I can't wait to tear into those, I'm assuming, bratwurst flavored chips. You can check out them at Red's Curio on Instagram. That's Red's with 2 D's. We got Trinity Y sent us a wood block for Hard One, a wooden flute.
Thank you. I played
for
it.
Bev.
I tested her out.
Oh, it's also beautiful.
And a tiny squirrel critter for Moonshine.
Oh, it's also beautiful. And you better believe that critter is on my nightstand.
Yeah, you somehow managed to play it like a musical instrument. I don't understand how.
Yeah, I make that squirrel sing.
Oh, and Murph got a leather tool pouch, which would be perfect for pins or perhaps thieves' tools.
Yes,
or on your outdoor tool day.
Oh, I love to drink a cold liquid on an outdoor tool day. And Jeff S., Lord of the Fjord, sent us 2 dragon scale notebooks, a D20 emblem from the UK, a dragon picture, a set of metallic fuck dice for Caldwell. I need them.
Fuck dice.
And it's not sexy, don't worry. It's just for all the ones I roll. I rolled 2 ones on that perception check at the end there, by the way.
Yikes.
Yep. Also some DVDs, Naruto Season 1, The Terminator, something called Tammy the T-Rex.
Right on.
So curious.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you so much to everyone who sent us stuff. 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027. That's where you can send us things. I'll check it next time I am drinking some sort of spirit.
An indoor
in the sunshine.
Whiskey day.
Yeah. Indoor whiskey day.
Jake, what do you got to plug?
I'm going to replug our Patreon because I think that...
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, thank you.
If you've been on the fence for any amount of time, now is the time. There's like a year's worth of short rests on there.
Yeah, you can basically go through there and burn through everything.
Yeah, as this campaign winds down, I think it's a good time if you haven't to subscribe to the Patreon.
Also,
you might as well.
If you're feeling bold, bump up to 10. You'll get a D&D that Emily DM'd.
That's true. I did DM for the first time, and we had Brennan Mulligan and Siobhan Thompson on it. It was real fun. It was real spooky. Everyone was really good.
There's a fuck ton of content on there.
Yeah. So much.
We having fun there.
Check it out, guys. And follow us on Twitter. @CHMurph is me. @Caldy is Caldwell. @Eaxford is Emily. And @JKerwitz is Jake. And you can tweet about the show using #NADPod. That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation. We are the youth of the nation.
Hello, friends. Caldwell here. We have reached the end of our show, which means it's time to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders. Let's get right to it. Brad D., Dylan B., Danny P., Steelbreaker, and Jack L., Old Cobb's rival improv team, who recently performed at a Pebblepot family party. Their entire audience ran away when someone roleplayed a dragon and made a small growl. Beardman Dan, Adam R., Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Alucard, and Alexander T. A championship flip cup team who toured Bohemia on the SS Stormborn playing drinking games during peacetime. Cord smiled upon them. Haldor Frostback, Jordan DJ, Jeffrey S., Cutter W., and Andrew M. Pawpaw's new crew. These young ruffians are corrupting our impressionable Scramble Man by teaching him how to duel, which is a conflict of interest since Pawpaw is leading a civil suit against the organization. Wow, what a conundrum. Schubert the Mushroom, Elena C., Mixologist Michael McD., and Balnor's Boy. Barbarian wizards who are super jacked and super smart. Their spell books are huge and they spend 2 hours a day reading them and then another 2 hours just curling them. Efficient. Justin I., Jacob C., Elena M., and Dana G. Regulars at the Air Elementals bar in Esri. Since they don't serve milk, this bar was the safest place during the Chosen Uprising, and these 4 people are the only ones who survived. Stay safe, friends.
Damiel R., Destin C., Jibe G., Erlen Kathleen L., and James W. Rin's butlers, who Rin pays a surprisingly handsome wage. Anywhere else in Bohemia, they would be in the upper echelon of society. Of course, to Rin, they are utterly destitute. Oh, ironic. Sergio, Salazar, Solomon, Zacharias de Sequani, Michael L., Trele the Crayfay, and Jory S., horse thieves who have their eyes on the horses belonging to the four horsemen. Go get them, guys, but be careful of pestilence. That horse is contagious as hell. Adam H., Ryan, Aaron G., Jake L., and Michael K.M., owners of the Spell Component Depot, your one-stop shop for budget and off-brand spell components that only backfire 25% of the time. I like those odds. Big Buck, Richard X. Machina, Sam L., and Troy McSee, the four centaurs of the apocalypse, which is actually a way more efficient system. The Allah would only have to write four paychecks instead of eight. Huh, never thought of that. Josh S., Nicholas C., Austin C., and Kristen P., Death's Family, a tight-knit unit of respectable oozes who have dinner together every night. Aw, sweet. Mike H., Matthew E., Samuel B., Okada, and Angel B., the Wizards Lobby who lobbied hard to get counter spells to be a reaction. Great work, folks. That spell went from good to great with your hard work, and we support you. Solidarity. Aaron C., TJM the Gnome Barbarian, Trask the Traveler, Robert F., and Paul and Megan the Twins. A bunch of disembodied voices in the void who are calling out to Moonshine. They didn't have anything to offer, though. They just wanted to borrow $5. Come on, do us a solid. Anime Intellect, Zolo Dolo, Nick B., and Burley T. Adam Sandler's production company, who's looking into doing a Bohemian version of Uncut Gems, but with prison gems. Now that could work. Colton B., Jay, CC Lulu, Aiden RH, and Robert P. A group of bards who all play the drums and are basically a drum circle. It's kind of cool, but mostly you wish they didn't always set up in the middle of the quad when you're trying to get to intro to sociology. Annoying. Timmy R., Aaron Sully, Blitzbrig Dimitri, Jay Dragonborn, and Zach C. A crew of Iron Deep dwarves who quickly resorted to cannibalism while trapped in the sword. Now that they're free, they realize they probably should have held out for a few more hours. Awkward. Lucas B., Jordan L., Talith X., Mateo C., and Pup Thoth. A bunch of ghosts in Deep Hollow who have a weekly movie night where they project scary movies for each other. Unfortunately, this week's was ruined when Death showed up and insisted on watching the Poly Shore vehicle Biodome. Kaylee Elise, Barnesinator, McPucks, Christian A., and Yin's Christian T., a team of Gladeholm guards who took down an avatar of Death just by talking to it. They calmly explained that it wasn't too late for it to turn its life around and become an avatar of joy. The Wraith is currently running around with a scythe violently trying to comfort people. Follow your bliss. Devin W., Chinoa B., Jared E., Persephone, and Eric McD., an elven family who didn't go out and help Egwene because they convinced themselves the sound of battle and cries for help were probably just the house settling. It's possible that they are distant relatives of the Pebble Pots. Reason S., Eric and Andrea B., Jay Parker, Jonathan O., and Austin M.R., the speech therapist who helped the mouthless Death Wraith get its power word kill just right. A feat for sure, but come on, guys. You killed Moonshine. What were you thinking? Steven C., Maxwell C., Mike K., Omri M., and Callum L., nutritionists who are getting Moonshine back in shape after losing all that anti-life matter. They've got her on a 3,000 calorie a day life matter diet that is sure to bulk her back up. Scott D., No Thor the Prodigy Ranger, McCungie, Dan, and the Red Rain. The trainers at a possum training facility called Zen Possum that Pawpaw attended as a baby. Our litigious scramble man is currently suing them for never properly teaching him how to stay. Richard C., Karen T., Curtis S., Michael C., and Nathaniel P. Hard One's favorite band growing up, known as Drill Car Confessional. Their hit song Screaming Insecurities, and specifically the line, "Your beard hair is everywhere," shaped Hard One's adolescence. Nikki W., Andrew B., Christopher B., Nicholas P., and Kevin M.,
Cooter's new crew of tough elves. Ever since Cooter became a level 5 hero, he's been hanging out with a much more rugged crowd, and they're only making him stronger. Count that XP, Murph, we need it. Rahul N, I am the Atlas, Maribel the Kitty Morphing Gnome, Joe McGee, and Meta Amphs. Five giants who pretended to be hollow bodies for Akarot, and when he was killed, were able to just head back to their cave and chill. They also wear vests. Fun coincidence. Atticus C, Amy W, Luke H, Kelvin Noodles, and Grace G. Five awakened gorillas from the Ranifor Valley in Trinavale that somehow ended up in this Bohumia crossover. Sadly, they're all on Theala's side, so the band of boobs is pretty much done for. Lance, Esme M, Gary J, Casimir, the All-Knowing, and Spencer Caskbrew. Ulfgar's best friends. They all love each other desperately, but none of them would ever say that out loud. Their walls are high and thick as they should be. Walls up! Eric G, Michelle O, Gage M, number one Beverlyn fan, Jen R, and Tingle the Bard, Maverick's contemporaries in the Gladeholm Teachers Union. At first, they were put off by the seemingly hungover tiefling napping on the couch in the teacher's lounge with his sunglasses on, but now they think he's so cool that they all do that. Solidarity yet again. Feldanis, gone off. I'm Hopeless, Dave H, and Redneck Ruff. Moonshine's library friends. These pale bookworms are study buddies till the end. They have never spoken to each other because they were so absorbed with their books, but the camaraderie is there. Trust us. And that's all the shoutouts we have for you this week. Thank you all so, so much for listening. We will see you later. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.